Winter is arriving today in full force. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
If people wanted a white Christmas, they are going to get that.
From Washington State to New England, as a storm keeps moving east, bringing below zero wind chills and a lot of snow, Fox Weather's Robert Ray's in Chicago.
Yesterday, the shoppers were out trying to get last-minute Christmas deeds done. There are many people that are concerned about how cold it's going to get with these winds. Blizzard conditions.
That's going to start overnight into Thursday and Friday, where the East Coast is going to get heavy rain and strong winds. Fox's Charles Watson's in Atlanta.
Airlines and airports across the country are prepping for what could be a messy week as travelers begin to feel the effects of dreaded delays.
Airlines asking for people to change flights, days, or times. Russia's president met with his top military leaders today as they keep bombarding Ukraine. Its president has left the country for the first time since the invasion. Volodymyr Zelensky on his way to Washington. He'll go to the White House today to meet with President Biden and address lawmakers at the Capitol.
Now, this comes just as Congress, both the House and Senate, are on the precipice of passing $45 billion for Ukraine as part of this omnibus spending bill.
Fox's Chad Burgum, that bill is $1.7 trillion, could be approved by Friday. A Democrat-led House committee has voted to make public what Republicans and former President Trump opposed. His tax returns from 2015 to 2020, though Chairman Richard Neal insists.
This was never about being punitive. It was never about being malicious.
Multiple reports show Trump paid little or no federal taxes in some of those years. There are a lot of sad football fans in Pittsburgh. A Steelers legend died overnight. Franco Harris, a Pro Football Hall of Famer who was on that Steelers team that won four Super Bowls in the 1970s. Harris was 72 and died just days before the Steelers were going to retire his number 32 at halftime of the game against the Raiders. The 50th anniversary of Harris's famous game-winning playoff catch against Oakland that's called the Immaculate Reception. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Title 42 is still in effect at the border and has not expired today, as a court had ordered, because the Supreme Court put it on hold, considering an appeal from Republican-led states amid fears ending the COVID-era restrictions could lead to an even bigger wave of illegal immigration.
The Department of Justice says Title 42 has outlived its public health justification. It was put in place at the beginning of the pandemic and kept many migrants out. Even so, migrant apprehensions keep breaking records. The Justice Department writes that the Supreme Court should reject the appeal of several states. The state attorneys general argue the overwhelming flow of people will burden their resources and that Homeland Security has no plan in place. The Biden administration writes in their response to the Supreme Court, requesting the justices side with them, but that they keep Title 42 in place until December 27th or the second business day after the court's decision, giving them time to put in place new policies that will address the consequences of ending Title 42. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An ex-cop in Texas gets nearly 12 years in prison for manslaughter. Aaron Dean shot and killed a woman through a window of her home in 2019, responding to a call. A Minnesota man's been ordered and held without bail, accused of plotting to attack police.
The judge ruling that other restrictions were insufficient to prevent 20-year-old River Smith from posing a danger to the public. Smith is charged with possession of a machine gun and attempting to possess hand grenades. When he was arrested, he had a loaded handgun, body armor, and other weapons. Prosecutors say Smith was preparing for a violent exchange with police and had claimed he was pro-mass shooting, sympathized with the Parkland school shooter, and admired the suspect in a recent Colorado mass shooting at a gay nightclub. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise a second day in a row. Dow futures up 300 points. In baseball, the San Francisco Giants' loss is the New York Mets' gain. Multiple reports have free agent Carlos Correa agreeing to a 12-year deal with the Mets for $315 million after an even bigger deal with the Giants reportedly fell through over medical concerns. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.